Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about political cartoons. We have a special podcast today. It's our Election Day special with all of my own favorite editorial cartoons about the Election Day. And you're going to see my take on everything, starting with this lovely eagle. This is probably the most important election to get out and vote in I've ever seen. Here you've got the old lady and the young lady, and they're both voting. The young lady is says, eeny, meeny, miny. And the old lady says, are you kidding me? There's an age divide here. There's a crazy bunch of undecided voters. It just makes no sense that any of them are undecided. I find it frustrating that anybody's undecided. So I can understand the old lady's reaction here. This is a reaction I'd like to see. I call this the Election Day daydream, dreaming of kicking Trump out. It's a very pleasant daydream. It's an optimistic cartoon, this one. I don't know that I really am optimistic. I'd rather draw optimistic cartoons than pessimistic cartoons. So it is with this one. We'll see if this is what happens. This on Election Day is what I expect. We've got the Democrats glaring at the Republicans. I like the wordless cartoons. It's something that I gravitate to more, I think, than other cartoonists. International cartoonists like the wordless cartoons. You know, you're going to have a page with enough objectionable Election Day text going on around the cartoon. I don't think the cartoon needs to add any more words to that. So this is where we are. This one's pretty similar. Republican says, jerk, and Democrat says, creep, as they are voting. There's a whole lot of bad feelings about this election. I think people get more interested and angry about editorial cartoons when passions are running high about the news, and passions are running no higher than this Election Day. This is one that I drew on Election Day at the last election. I have learned that editors don't like vomit, particularly editors in Britain, I've learned. For some reason, throwing up is more obscene in Britain than it is here. And you learn these things by drawing cartoons of people throwing up. So I learned it the hard way, although this is very much the way I feel about it most of the time. It seems that both choices or all the choices that we get are not the choices that we would like to see. So I'm afraid this is going to be the outcome of the election. I'm putting it 60-40 that Trump's going to win. This is bold for me to say, seeing as I'm recording this the day before Election Day. We're probably not going to know how the election turns out for a week after Election Day. We'll see how accurate my cartoonist prognostications are here. So it is. I hope for what I don't expect will happen. This is Guernica for the Democrats. If Trump wins, those poor Democrats are going to be quite disturbed. Therefore, the Guernica metaphor. You just can't draw any more anguish than Guernica. So these are the disturbed donkeys. I also like to do old couples watching TV. Here's the old guy. He's watching TV. Everything he hears on TV is, don't vote for Trump. Don't vote for Trump. Don't vote for Trump. And what he hears, what the doggy hears, is vote for Trump. That may be because of the news channels that I happen to watch. It could very well be the reverse of this had I chosen to watch different news channels. So here's the old man, the old lady, and the doggy watching the TV. Man says, Trump won the debate. Old wife says, Kamala won the debate. And the doggy says, my kids are eating the pets. This one, of course, was after the last debate, and I think it's still kind of true, although they quit talking about migrants eating the pets. Here's the old couple watching the TV on election night. The old man says, we used to watch TV on election night to root for who we wanted to win. And the old wife says, now we watch to root against who we want to lose. So I will be watching, and I will be rooting against who I want to lose. And that seems to be the way it goes these days. I do draw too many old couples in front of the TV, but you notice I draw the back of the TV. That way I don't have to draw what's on the front of the TV, and it makes the cartoon really quite simple to draw. These old couples come very easy out of my hand, perhaps easier as I get old too. So there is a divide of the sexes. We find that more men are for Trump and more women are for Kamala, or rather against Trump. And this is my illustration of that. Interesting situation. I look forward to seeing how this turns out. Now, Trump has some basic issues that he seems to hover around. Central to this is immigration. He wants to kick out all of the illegal immigrants, and this will be a massive effort. And we'll see how much he really puts into that effort if he's elected. This is the red meat for the base, and I think it's kind of disturbing and stirs up more mess than needs to be stirred up. And I have some sympathy for these poor people, but all I have to say about it is what I can draw in a cartoon, which is frustrating. Here are the immigrant kids longing for the other side of the wall. Again, this is Trump's bread and butter. He locks the kids up. And of course, the MAGA people argue, well, Obama locked them up first, knocked up more. And I get it. Doesn't make me like it any better, no matter who does it. The other big issue for Trump is inflation. And this is an interesting one because on the left, they argue that inflation is down and Biden is cleaning up the economic mess and people are doing better than they ever have, but it doesn't feel like that. It actually doesn't feel like that to me. I'm in a business where the newspapers are going out of business, so I'm struggling with that. My income's going down. The cartoonist's income is all going down. The groceries are all going up. It's very frustrating. So you gotta look at the situation, and who do you blame? You blame whoever's in power, and that would be Joe Biden. And so, you know, on the Republican side, you got the kick the bastard out argument just as well. And I got to recognize that. Here's Joe Biden blowing up inflation the way he does. He says, you're not going up very far. And that doesn't quite jive with what we see. So I have some sympathy for the cartoonists on the right. And surprisingly, I don't disagree with all of their cartoons. So here's inflation, and he's clearly being baited by Biden in this cartoon, and he is a prickly monster. I'm in California. In fact, the last gas prices I saw were about 20 cents more than this. Along with all the other prices going up, gas prices probably haven't gone up as much. They were pretty crazy in California before. Just in combination with everything, it makes your head spin. And I appreciate the economic arguments here. This is the gas dominatrix. It seems like the price of gas and all things gas and energy independence and who gets to drill where they want to drill. This seems to motivate the Republicans, even though we're producing more gas than any country has ever done before. And we're a net exporter, more than ever happened in the Trump administration. But, you know, the Trump people don't see that because they just want more gas. And not getting more gas is where we always are. And who's to blame for not getting more gas? It must be Biden. Although I have to admit that when I draw dominatrixes and naked butts, the cartoons don't get reprinted much. So there's a conflict between what you feel like you want to draw, what you feel like you need to draw, and what you can get into the newspaper, which makes the world frustrating for me and my fellow cartoonists. Now, on the Democratic side, I think one of the most motivating issues is the abortion issue. And we had the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision taking away Roe versus Wade and the right to an abortion nationwide. And that was a horror that came about from President Trump's very disturbing three picks for the Supreme Court. And that's what I have illustrated here with Lady Justice, the statue, being manhandled by the courts. I think this is probably the Democrats' strongest issue, and I'm certainly with them on this one, as are probably 9 out of 10 editorial cartoonists. Here is Donald Trump, and you know, he has his various lawsuits. This is the Mar-a-Lago documents case. What can I say? The guy is a convicted crook. And that doesn't seem to matter to the Republicans one bit. Matters to me. I was disturbed to see this documents case thrown out in Florida by the Trumpy judge. And if Trump gets elected, he gets off on all of the bad stuff that he did. And it was, in my view, a lot of bad stuff. So you've got the prosecutor versus the felon in some eyes, and you have the unjustly persecuted against the persecutors in other eyes, which makes for a disturbing dichotomy. Of course, this is what the world through my eyes, the world through the eyes of the left, Trump in his orange jumpsuit, which seems befitting, Trump hitting the Bobble Sam, he says, I keep punching, but democracy just won't stay down. The danger to democracy, January 6th, insurrection, false claims of election fraud. This is what scares the left and motivates the left, and I think justifiably. So here we have baby Trump saying, no, 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 no. And Liberty says, open wide, accept the election results. Bitter. He hasn't accepted the last election results. He seems to be positioning to not accept these election results, which is why our podcast today is probably going to be good for a week or two until this stuff starts to sort out. Perhaps it won't ever sort out because we are pre-positioned for it not to sort out. So that is my overview of how it looks on both sides. We've got the Republicans on their pogo stick, bouncing up and down, banging their heads against the ceiling. Voter fraud, election stolen, loyalty to Trump gives me a headache. I think this is going to be a repeating scene, repeating over and over. Some of my old cartoons will turn out to be evergreens. We'll see if I can post them again. These are the noble poll workers. I decided to draw this one because the poll workers have been getting such a bad rap with all of the claims of voter fraud and so many of the poll workers being blamed. I think of those two Georgia poll workers who sued Rudy Giuliani and won a huge bunch of money, and looks like they're going to get Rudy Giuliani's $10 million New York apartment, which I would love to see because poll workers are noble and they are heroes, especially now when half the population doesn't appreciate them and thinks that they're crooks. And they're not crooks. They're very nice folks next door who are volunteering to do something that's newly unappreciated, but I appreciate it. So I drew them in the form of the Iwo Jima statue as heroes. And I put a little thought into whether to draw them as a bronze statue, which I ended up doing, or draw them as regular people in regular people colors, just in the Iwo Jima memorial position, raising the flag. And I decided I need to draw it this way because if I didn't draw them as a statue, it kind of didn't make too much sense as a tribute. But I debated that with myself for a while. Anyway, this is what it is, and this is who they are, and they are indeed my heroes. So this one, you see the Republican who is inviting all the nice black folks into the polling place to vote here. And you see that when they go into the dark room, they fall down through the floor because this is just a way to get rid of them rather than to actually have them vote. And, you know, we have seen a whole lot of Republican positioning to make it more difficult for black folks to vote, removing polling machines in Texas from the urban neighborhoods and different schemes because black people traditionally vote Democratic. And this is very disturbing. And this leads to my doing this drawing. So we are looking at an interesting split in Congress right down the middle. And it is possible that one or both houses could go to either party. And this is a scary situation that we will all be watching closely on election night. It looks like it's leaning towards the Republicans. And if they did a sweep of both houses of Congress and the presidency, we would see a very different and disturbing America, I think. That's what I'm watching out for. We'll certainly see the cartoons on that. And this is the impending doom cartoon where things are just cracking and we'll see which way they fall. The nation is just as divided. Here we see the Trumpies and the rest of us who are threatened by the Trumpies, the smiling, self-confident Trumpies. And this is where we find ourselves. I think we'll be doing a lot of split down the middle cartoons for quite some time because there is quite a split down the middle. This is what I'm afraid of, the Democrats deflating, and we are quite likely to see this. I hope that this cartoon doesn't turn out to be an evergreen. This one, too, this is basically the same cartoon. You know, it's possible that I will repost this cartoon right after the election, which hopefully I don't want to have to do. I threw this one in on Ted Cruz because, you know, Ted Cruz is running for re-election in Texas, and there is something of a chance that he might lose. I would love to see Ted Cruz lose. And here I have him throwing all of his fraudulent election bogus claims as poop against the wall. This cartoon is actually a tribute to cartoonist Steve Bell. And you can see our Steve Bell podcasts if you scroll back through our Kegelcast podcast. He was the brilliant cartoonist for The Guardian in London, and he drew a very famous cartoon about George W. Bush as a monkey sitting on the toilet throwing his poop against the wall in very much this way. And he tells funny stories about it and his editor's reaction to it. And I love that so much, I just had to do it. And I chose to do it with Monkey Ted Cruz. And so here he is. What's old becomes new again. And perhaps there will be a call for this one again. And I can just put different labels on the poop to be whatever is appropriate for Ted Cruz at the end of the week. Let's just hope for the poopy best on this one. This is actually a self-portrait. It wasn't that long ago that I had a white beard, and I have lost the white beard, so perhaps this isn't an evergreen, but here I am at my drawing board with Mr. Ku Klux Klan, Mr. Nazi, and Mr. Satan, and they've come up to me and they say, "We think you should draw nicer cartoons about Trump." And this is kind of the story of my life. You should see my email box. My email box is a whole bunch of, "You really should draw nicer cartoons about Trump." And of course, the larger frustration we have is that most of the editors don't want any cartoons about Trump. At the same time, all they're talking about on TV is about Trump. And the cartoonists all want to draw about Trump. And really, we have a difference in markets. On the internet, all the Trump-themed podcasts are the ones that perform the best. But in the newspapers, they want cartoons that don't really express much of an opinion. So the cartoonists are all motivated. They choose this job not because they have any good business sense, but they want to draw their passion and their political views. And it is frustrating to live in a world like that when what you want to do is not at all what your market wants from you. There is no sense of supply and demand in editorial cartoons. I do a lot of drawing of cartoons that nobody wants, and I try to intersperse those with charming little non-opinionated comments on current events that editors prefer. But it seems that no matter what I draw, if it's not a nice cartoon about Trump, I do get email from people complaining about that. This is what I expect after the election. We want to get those characters off our lawn. More and more, I become the old man in my cartoons, and I'm sick of these guys, and everybody's sick of these guys, and I just want them off my lawn. Same with pollsters. My goodness, how many polls can we hear? And how wrong can pollsters be over and over again? Yet we still hear from them as though they're not wrong and we should pay attention to them. So this is something that will continue if the pollsters happen to be right, and this just comes down to being too close to call for weeks. I suppose we're going to have to suffer from more years of these pollsters. And if the pollsters are entirely wrong and we see a blowout for one side or the other, my guess is that we're going to continue to hear from the pollsters anyway, even though there's no reason that we should be continuing to hear from them. I drew this one back in the COVID days, and all these guys were wearing masks as they went to mail in their ballots. And Trump was complaining about mail-in ballots and how we shouldn't ever have those because that's all voter fraud. But of course, now we have lots of mail-in ballots, and Trump urges everybody to mail in their ballots because it's to his advantage this time. So what can I say? I'm all for mail-in ballots. I want to see everybody vote. This is one of those cartoons that editors like because it's neither right nor left, and it encourages you to go out and vote, which is a virtue, and how can you complain about that? And we love all of these characters because they're all us. And I suppose if I was going to be more successful, I would draw more cartoons like this one. That said, you should all go out and vote. And this is one that I hope will be a cartoon that will be good after the election. This is the way that I'd like to see it go. We will hope to see it go this way. I don't know that it will. And I'm hoping to bring this cartoon back, which I did quite a few years ago when the Republicans were quite disturbed by the outcome of that election. And they were having their Guernica. We'll see which one of these two cartoons I bring back, the Democrats or the Republicans' Guernica after Election Day. Because somehow I think there's going to be a lot of pain and anguish that needs to be depicted in cartoons. So that's it, folks. That is all Daryl Cagle. all podcasts. The first time I've done that before. I hope that you guys will remember to subscribe wherever you're watching this. Our Gagglecast is available in both video and audio versions. And next time I'll have a gaggle of cartoonists to talk about their cartoons and everybody's cartoons. And we'll get back to the normal format rather than all me. And perhaps that will be much better. Be sure you go to kaggle.com/subscribe and subscribe to our free daily cartoon newsletter. What a deal. It's free and it's all the best cartoons, so you never miss them. And you should subscribe. Just go there, put in your email address. You're subscribed. If you decide you don't like it, you click unsubscribe at the bottom of the email letter, and what a deal. Cost you nothing. You should go do that. Thank you so much for watching. Watch all the other podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. And we will see you on the next podcast. Thank you all so much.